In Washington today, the Senate Judiciary Committee approved the nomination of Judge Michael Mukasey as Attorney General. The vote was 11-8. Democrat Charles Schumer and Dianne Feinstein joined committee Republicans to send the nomination to the full Senate. Here's NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.
With no votes in doubt, the committee debate focused less on Mukasey than on the interrogation technique that got him into so much trouble, waterboarding. It's a process of controlled drowning used in the Spanish Inquisition and by tyrannical governments ever since. For more than a century, it's been considered a war crime by the United States and prosecuted as such. And the top legal officers of all the military services have testified it's illegal under U.S. and international law. But the Bush administration reportedly authorized the use of the technique on at least three prisoners, leading senators to question Attorney General designate Mukasey on the subject at his confirmation hearing. His refusal to say categorically that waterboarding is illegal propelled his nomination into controversy and became the nub of today's debate. Chairman Patrick Leahy led off.
The president says that we do not torture, but then he had his lawyers redefine torture. Redefine it down in secret memos in fundamental conflict with American values and law.
All the Democrats and most of the Republicans who spoke said waterboarding is illegal. Democrat Dianne Feinstein said she was troubled by Mukasey's refusal to agree with that.
But I don't believe that Judge Mukasey should be denied confirmation for failing to provide an absolute answer on this one subject.
And Feinstein relied, too, on assurances given to fellow Democrat Charles Schumer.
He has personally made clear to me that if Congress passed further legislation in this area, the president would have no legal authority to ignore it, and Judge Mukasey would enforce it.
That prompted this response from Senator Ben Cardin.
Are we going to have to outlaw the rack? Because there's a question as to whether the rack is torture in this country. So I'm even more troubled.
And Senator Edward Kennedy asked why, in essence, the Senate should trust Mukasey's assurances about enforcing a new law when laws on the books already prohibit waterboarding.
We are supposed to find comfort in the representation by a nominee to the highest law enforcement office in the country that he will, in fact, enforce the laws that we pass in the future? Can our standards really have sunk so low?
Ranking Republican Arlen Specter, however, said that there are serious questions about whether waterboarding and other techniques widely considered to be torture should be permissible in certain circumstances.
And I don't have all the answers to this complex question. Very fuzzy area.
Republican Lindsey Graham, however, took issue with Specter.
If we allow our executive, in certain rare circumstances, to use techniques like waterboarding, then what do we say when a downed airman is in the hands of another enemy in another war? And they argue, well, I had to do this because I needed to know when the next air attack was going to occur.
The Mukasey nomination now goes to the full Senate for a vote, possibly as early as Thursday. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.